Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they've called a meeting for Thursday night, and my understanding is that they plan to appoint one of their own as commissioner, despite a state law that makes it a criminal misdemeanor for a sitting commissioner to receive an appointment.
Is that Commissioner Dave Woodward?
That's my understanding.
Go ahead.
You know, I believe, Charlie, that voters, not politicians, should choose our leaders. And that if politicians are going to choose the leaders, that they should do so in a process that is open and transparent. And I'm not sure, you know, if they've called for applications and done public interviews and talked about what criteria they're using to make the selection. But I think that that is a problem. And something that I don't think the voters are going to like that.
But the county commissioners, apparently, it's a, if he resigns, it's 10 to 10. So does that mean that Dave Woodward has Republican support on the board?
Not clear. There have been some published reports about him cutting a deal with some Republicans. But, you know, a 10-10 split would eliminate the Democratic majority that we've fought for 42 years and seems like a pretty high price to pay just to get one of their own into an appointment that the state law seems to try to prevent.
Do you think that if it is Dave Woodward that gets the appointment, that he is subject to some criminal responsibility? And how would that work?
Well, I believe that the relevant agencies are examining the matter right now. But I think that the law says that a sitting county commissioner cannot receive an appointment or it is a criminal misdemeanor. And so I believe that the plan is to resign to get around that very clear law.
Does that work?
Not sure. I think that that's up to law enforcement to determine. But I think it certainly raises legal, if not ethical, questions.
Now, we know that you're a declared candidate. I mean, is this sour grapes a little bit there, Andy?
Well, listen, I think that's a very fair question. I am not seeking the appointment. I announced in March, long before Brooks announced his sickness, that I was running for executive in 2020. And so I'm interested in running in an election. And being chosen by the voters, as I've done three times over the last cycle. So I think that's a fair question to ask. But I prefer to win, you know, through the old-fashioned way, by getting the vote of the people.
I hear you. Do you think this is kind of sleazy on Mr. Woodward's part, assuming this all pans out?
This is not how I would operate. And I don't think this is how Democrats should operate either.
Anything else you want to say?
Just that openness and transparency matter. And after such, you know, that this is a big transition and that the world is going to be watching and the rating agencies are going to be watching and the citizens are going to be watching and hopefully the media is going to be watching and that we need to show that we can handle the majority in a responsible way and in a way that encourages confidence in our governance. And that's my focus. And I love Oakland County. I love serving Oakland County and just want to make sure that we're putting the people first. And I hope that there aren't political agendas that are getting in the way of that.
All right, Andy Meisner, County Treasurer, talking about, and I guess I am fair to say that you believe it is your opinion that Dave Woodward would be the next county executive by a vote of the county commission on Thursday.
That is what I've read in published reports in a couple places. And that is my understanding. And to be clear, I am not seeking this appointment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.